When Esther begins with Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, we're saying Takadosh Baruch Hu. Speech was given just for tefillah. Rav Schwab says, we've mentioned this in the past, that the first words mentioned by man was Mashiv Baruch Marid Hageshem. Dibur at that point wasn't necessary. Chava was not yet created. The only reason why Adam Arishan needed to speak was to daven to Hashem. So Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, you have given up the ability for man to talk, to be able to say, to praise you. That's the Masha Baruch, Marad Hageshem. And that's why we've seen in the halacha that Masha Baruch, Marad Hageshem is a necessary requirement. Even if you miss other words in Shemayin Esrei, you don't have to go back. But this Masha Baruch, for us, the Davin Sfarad, even if we said Marad Atol, we're still Yoytza, but for the Bnei Ashkenaz that would leave out those words, they would have to Davin over Shemayin Esrei. So we begin by prefacing the Shemayin Esrei with this idea that Hashem, without giving us the kayak to talk, we would not be able to speak. Why are we able to talk? To be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we mentioned yesterday again in our Chabura, Baruch Atah Hashem, the word Baruch is from the word Brecha, is a wellspring, is to be able to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly gives, and we start the Shemayin Esrei Ata with a direct conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although as we go through the rest of Shemayin Esrei, not always is that the feeling that we are going to display of you. It's going to be many times in the third person. But at the beginning of Shemayin Esrei, we're already showing our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we talk directly to Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem, you are the one who is the source of bracha. Hashem is, we saw last week, was, that's the machshava that we have. First we have to believe that Hashem is now, meaning that Hashem has everything in our day, in our life, is being directed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The actual day and what goes on in our life can be changed, yes, by our tefillos, and we right away understand that when we say Hayavia, as we saw the Elokein who is Kale, which is a Kaddish Baruch was powerful. We said Kale backwards is Loi, that there's nobody else like Hashem. He is the only one. And we saw that the Hey and the Yud of Elokein who represent the Yud and the Hey from the Yud Hey Bob and the Hey, and that is the word Vei Elokein. Also, we have Laflamid. Hey and the Vav, you also have the Vav over there, that Yud Hey Vav. Usually we go up in the letters of Hashem's name. We will discuss that at a different time. The Shem Hashem and the different ways to spell the name, equaling then to the 42, the Shem of the Ayin Beis, depending on how you spell the actual Yud. Hey, Vav and Hey, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Hey is Hey Aleph. Hey could be Hey Hey. Vav is Vav, Aleph Vav. Vav could also be Vav Vav. If someone wants to see, I could show you how. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe next week, we'll see. But maybe we'll see how the name of Hashem, how you end up with all these different possibilities, leading then to the different numbers that we see are associated with the Shem Hashem. We wear a mitzvah Hashem, preparing already for next week as we, again, we'll see the tefillah. And as we spoke about and Avroni mentioned yesterday, also, I mean, I saw this morning and last night such a beautiful some cipher dealing with Yitzchak saying to Esav this week's parsha, "Mitzuyedli sade go capture basada." What do you have to tell him to go? Esav knows where to go. Esav knows where to go find an animal. You don't have to say sade. So Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see you say such a beautiful. I'm when I saw it, I said I have to say I was going to call it from me right away. I said I'm going to hold it in. I have to control myself. But Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see such a connection to all the weeks, the last 3-4 weeks, whether it was the Chabura, whether it was the Shirim that we had, all connect with Yitzchak and the Sada and Pesach, because that's when it was. We're going to see a Myrindiki aside, and we're going to go through the name, and we will then at that time see also this name of Hashem that is, you can see it from the Pesukim in next week's Parsha, as we're going to see, as I mentioned yesterday, Avram calls the Makom Mahar, Yitzchak calls it a Sada, Yaakov calls it a Bayis, and therefore that's the next words in the Shemayin Esrei, Elokei Avram, the God of Avram. Avram called the Makom. We really, when we're davening, our Machshava is that I'm standing in the Beis HaMikdash. In Halacha, we learned, You're facing the Beis HaMikdash. You're facing east towards the Beis HaMikdash. So when you're having the words in mind, Elokei Avram, the God of Avram, Avram Avinu, who called the Beis HaMikdash Ahar, we are standing. Let's try to have that covenant, because that's halacha. Halacha is we should be focused on the Beis HaMikdash. We're facing east. We're in HaMikdash Mat, but where is our machshava? Facing the Makkim of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu davened in that Makkim. Elokei Yitzchak. Yitzchak called it a Sada. I am davening to the Makkim of Yitzchak. Why did he call it a Sada? That we're going to see him in Tashem. Elokei Yaakov, God of Yaakov. Yaakov called it a Bayis. We saw that Yaakov is Makkim of the, he was always based, the Makkim to Yaakov is the Bayis Shlishi, the Bayis that's going to remain. So we're davening to the same place, the same makam. That's where our mind is. They were there. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak were there by the Akedah. Yaakov is there. Later on, he comes back. He has the Kvitza Sederach. The Kvitza Sederach was a different type of Yitzchak, but he had the makam come to him. Vayivga ba'makam ahu. So what's the Vayivga ba'makam ahu? Hara Meiria. They daven there. We also are in our Shemayin Esrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are like standing in the makam of the Beis HaMikdash, as we mentioned yesterday by Shalisha, this, although it's a sad, although it's an open area, you go to the makam of the Mikdash, but that's where Yerush Shemayim is. And that's the Inyan of the Lekei, right? It doesn't say Hashem Avram, it doesn't say Hashem Yitzchak, because the Avos had that Yerush. They had Yerush, and that's why it's called Yerushalayim, from the Lashon of Yerush. So when we're saying the words, very Pashit the Machshava then, Lekei Avram, the God of Avram. Avram was the one davening there. Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Avram Avinu represented, some of the Mefarshim explain, Avram Avinu is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, Yaakov is Torah. Each one on their own. Why do we say Elokei for each one? Because each one on their own, they had their own path to believing in Hashem. So Avram did it on his own, Yitzchak did it on his own, Yaakov. So we have all these different Machshavos, as I mentioned last week. We don't have to have each one of these every Shemayin Esrei. But once he could have, one time he could have like Avram, like Yitzchak, Yaakov, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who were in the Makom of the Mikdash. We can have now the Machshava, Chesed, Gevura, and Tyra. Each one of them figured out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakel is the beginning of really defining, as we said, the word Elokei. Hakel, you are the Kael, you are the powerful God. I wrote on the sheet now, as you can see, up until this point, is not difficult to. The simple meaning of the word. But as we get to the word Haggadah, which we left out last week, only because I wanted to connect it with Goyim al-Chassad, like, what does Gadol mean? What does Gadol mean that Hashem is big? Literally translated big. What does big mean? What is, there's no, we say in the Ani Ma'amin, Zayn Le'guf, Zayn Le'shum Guf, there's no, we're not allowed to in any way believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a form. So what does the word Gadol mean? So for the next few, I use Rav Schwab, because Rav Schwab, in a Sefer on Tefillah, defines it in a way that is the simplest way for us to understand. And we therefore, on the sheet, I put it down. This way, once again, you can take these words with you. But these next few are coming from Rav Schwab's Sefer on Tefillah. And Rav Schwab says that what does Gadol mean? To the unbounded kindness that's symbolized by Avram. We just spoke about Avram. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is big in his chesed. Gaidol chesed. His chesed is, there's no bounds to it. It's constant. So it's like you say, someone is so great in the amount of good that they do. There's no, it's infinite the amount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So gadol here means that it's referring to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. That's what the word gadol is. That there's no amount. There's nothing that we can say. There's no official number. No, it's boundless. That's the word gadol. So then we're going to have to explain, and that's what Schwab has to do. What is Goyim al Chassad and Taiva mean? That seems to be the same. So let's go in order over here. So that's what I did. I put on the sheet so you can right away see the difference between what's Goyim al Chassadim. So Goyim al Chassadim is not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu benefit the recipient, but that the recipient can benefit others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us money, and now we can give the money to others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us food, we can now have guests, which goes back to, again, Avram. So when you're going to get to the words Goymel Chasadim, it's really a definition of the Gadol, but in another way. As I said to you last week, Goymel is the lineage of giving. Or the Venish Chai said, Goymel is to uncover. Hashem's chesed is seen. So sometimes gadol is, we don't actually see it. We don't pay attention all the time. But again, it's the simplest explanation would be with Rav Schwab. So we understand gadol, we understand goyim chasadim. We then get to the word gibor. What does gibor mean? Gibor is yira. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, we have this yira shemayim. So when you're saying the word gibor, that it's strength, someone who's powerful, it causes that the soldiers or the followers, the people are now fearful. So when you're thinking of the word gibor, that's the word naira. So what does naira mean? So there's two types of yira. We said it in Rosh Chodesh benching yesterday also. There's a yira shemayim, and then there's a yira because we love Hashem. So one yira is that I'm afraid of being punished. I'm afraid of the einshin. Then there's a yira that that's not that yira. We have a yira of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak wasn't afraid. We have the Akedah we read. Hashem says, now I see that you're a yira shemayim. Ato yodati. Now I see ki yare, that you're a yare. What does that mean? It was the yare before. But now the yira came from an ahava. There's a certain love that we have. We love our parents. That love does create a fear. What type of a fear? It's not afraid they're going to punish us. It's a fear that we're humble in their presence. We are going to follow the halachas. We don't sit in their seat. We don't contradict their words. That's not because we're afraid we're going to be punished. That type of a yira is a yira which is in ahava. And that's what Rav Schwab says. That's the difference between gibor and naira. Gibor is, this awesomeness. That's a fear of that Hashem is so great. And that causes us to act a certain way. We live a certain life. Naira, then, is a different type of a yira. That's a yira where it's a yira of ahava. It's a yira that because I love you. I have fear of you because I respect you. I stand up for you. Not because of einshin. So we have now, again, on the sheet again, so we understand what gadol means. Gadol is this, Hashem is unbounded in his kindness. There's no limit. Gibor is this strength, which usually causes when you see someone powerful, you're scared, you're afraid. And then you have Naira, which is a lashon of a fear that comes with a hava. Then we have Kael Elyon. We said again, Kael is always going to refer to power. Also that Inyan of Hashem is powerful. Elyon in the Shemayim, not only in this world, there are many, many Olamos. When you start to read desires, and if you want to do it in a little bit of a easier way, not much easier, say for Yisai V'Shar Yisrael Avodos, you almost completed the first volume of the Yisai V'Shar Yisrael. This whole Sefer is showing you how we affect a different world. So Kael Elyon is that there's other these worlds that are affected by our tefillos and the words, each word that we said in the Kavana that we have, when you read the Yisai V'Shar Yisrael, and then you get scared if you don't have the right Kavana, because we do affect through our words. When you're saying the words Kael Elyon, it's not that just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God in this world. He's in all the world. There's this connection to our world. And then we said Goyim al Chasadim Taivim, as we just mentioned, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Goyim al Chasadim, and it's Taiv. Taiv means even if it doesn't appear to us good, it's good. So we have a Shrob's explanation that Taivim is that Hashem gives it to us so we can give to others. And then we have also that Taivim is that we have to realize that all the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really good, even though we cannot see it at the beginning. Later on, and when we get to this week's parasha, once again, Amir Tashem, we will see that idea of why Yitzchak, and that's going to be a question maybe Shabbos morning. We'll see, always never know the what's going to take place during the week. One of the Divrei Torahs that I was working on is this idea of Yitzchak's tefillah, what took so long for Hashem to answer him. And that's a question that wherever I go speak about tefillah, they'll ask me, if tefillah is answered, what took so long for Yitzchak to be answered, 20 years to be answered, what took so long? And Davin should have been answered right away. Is that how we look at it, that it's going to take so long? I know we've heard answers in the past that our tefillahs are answered at the right time, but it's still a little bit difficult because Rashi does say that Yitzchak had to convince Hashem. What are you convincing him? He was supposed to have children. Hashem says you're going to have children. So what's he convincing it? Mitzvah Hashem, at some point over the week, over Shabbos, we'll have a chance to talk about the inyan of the tefillah. But that's the Goyim al Chasadim. We now come to the Kainei HaKol. What does the Kainei HaKol mean? Kainei HaKol is, as we said, there's many worlds. Hashem doesn't is not just this world. Hashem is the world, has created many, many worlds, and every world is under the guidance of, whether it's the Malachim, the Seraphim, but of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created them all. We saw last week, what's the Zeichechaz Deyavis? Once again, I put it back here on the sheet, so this way you could see it when you're davening. The Pshutan Shalvarim, Sheyasker HaChasadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember the Chasadim Sheftiyat that you promised the Avos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yisrael, to, whether it's Yaakov in this week's parasha, Beitim L'chola Kimi Tal HaShemayim. So remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you promised the Avos. That's one shot. So Zeichechaz Deyavis. Others learn, Zeichechaz Deyavis is not, remember the what the Avos did. Remember all the chesed that the Avos did. And that's chus, as I mentioned, this bracha is a tefillah. It's not just a askara to mentioning. It's also being mispiled. So again, we have two different pshatim. I wrote it here both on the sheet. Sheyizkar achasadim she'asu Avos ba'olam. Remember what the Avos did. Uvizchusam. And in there's chus yirachim aleinu. So once again, you can take the sheet and just, when you come to these words, you have these two pshatim. Pashat pshat is sheyaskar chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, and then we have the second pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember what the others did and have rachmanis on us. Maybe goyel of nevinayim. What do those words mean? Maybe goyel. So al pi derech, a little bit of a drush. So the maybe, if you take the word maybe, what does the word maybe stand for? You have the mem, which is Mitzrayim. That was goyel of Mitzrayim. We left Bavo. We have Yavon and we have Edom. So you already took us out of this. Edom is what we're in now, where it's Yishmael. We're going to have to discuss maybe next week also, maybe Friday night, this idea of Golis Yishmael. It says Edom. When did we ever get to this new Golis of Golis Yishmael? But the Zayir talks about it, and the Rambam talks about it in his letter to his son. That was before there was any really powerful group known as the Arabs. We already see mention of this in David HaMelech's Tehillim, because we say, and if you say the Shir HaMalos, he already mentions Ahalei Kedar. We just read in the parasha, one of Yishmael's children was Kedar. So we see already a reference that we're going to have to battle Ahalei. Ahalei are those that live in tents. Those that live, as we see in the pictures, they not all of them. And that's and the last a couple times when I was in Eretz Yisrael, you go see how some of them live in mansions. They don't show any of those pictures. They only show the devastation, and you get to see how they're living in these homes that we would never. They don't look like houses. That's the pictures that we get to see. But there are plenty of them that have these mansions, and you drive up north, you get to see them along the side of the road. But the Golus Yishmael is the Golus that we're in now, and that's Edom. So we say, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a maybe. Now, maybe is going on right now. What does that mean, it's going on right now? So therefore, we're going to see from the Aruch HaShulchan how he explains those words. But I just wanted to show you over here again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Goyel of Nei B'Neim, they go Alano, because you are going to, you redeemed us, and you are going to redeem us. So maybe Goyel means it's happening now. Right now, it's present. We're going through the Geula right now. We are in the Mitzvah of Mashiach. We're in the Ikfas of the Mashiach. You already redeemed us. You already did Mitzrayim. You already did Babel. You already did Yavan. And now we're in Edom. Now we're in Edom. Maybe Goyel, Livnei B'Neim. And you're going to bring it Livnei B'Neim. Some of the Mefarshim do have the question of what's Livnei B'Neim. Why not Livneim? What do you mean? Maybe Goyel, Livneim. Why is it Livnei V'Neim to the grandchildren? Maybe Goyel Livneim L'man Shemai B'Yavu. So the Livnei V'Neim is, we'll get to a little bit shortly. It's going to deal not if you're going to, maybe if Pasha can mean Livnei V'Neim would be the B'Neim, Avram, Yitzchak, Avram's son, Yitzchak's son, Yaakov's son. But the words Livnei V'Neim are referencing the grandchildren, the great grandchildren, and us. We will come back to those words. Laman Shemai Bi'ahava. What does it mean? Laman Shemai Bi'ahava. So Laman Shemai Bi'ahava is also, you should be able to see. I think this is on the second. Look at the if you turn over the sheet, because I just put it on this side, it's a little bit longer, but if you look on the top, there's a Reishis Chachma. Reishis Chachma says, Al pi a pshat that we once said over when we learned Kaddish. So a number of years ago, we learned the definition of the Kaddish, and the Kaddish was the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. What Shmei? Shame Yudhei. Shame Yudhei Shmei Rabbah. Right now, we're only able to say the Yud and the Hey. We don't have the right to say the Vav and the Hey. We ask our Kaddish Baruch Hu that Mashiach should come, and we could say the Yud, Hey, Vav and the Hey. So says the Reishis Chachma, that's Pshat. Leman Shemoi. We want your name to be complete. Maybe Goyo, bring the Geula to your children. Why? Leman Shemoi. So your name could be a full name. That's the Pshat you can see on the top of here. Elchanan Vasseman said, he says that Geula can come either through directly through Hashem, or it can come through a shliach. In Mitzrayim, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down himself, Anibal Malach. Then we're in the Midbar, and Hashem says, I am not going to go in front of you, I'll send a Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, we want you. Says Rav Elchanan, I put it here on the sheet from Elchanan, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alpha God, maybe even if we don't deserve the Geula. But Rak Laman Shemai, you're going to do it because of your name, Eloi. You're not doing it because of us. Chol Zoi still says Rav Elchanan, it's going to be with the Ahava. Hashem's still going to do love, even though it's only because of his name. Hashem's only doing it because of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Not that we deserve it. It's still going to be done with Ahava. As we saw last week, from the Yedis Naimchitz, others say that in the word Ahava, what should you be having in mind? That I'm ready to be Meister Nefesh Ta'kadosh Baruch Hu, Laman Shemai, for the name of Hashem, B'Ahava. I'm ready to give my life over, B'Ahavtas, Hashem Lekecha. So we have two different Shatim over here. In the words again, Laman Shemai, Reishis Chachma says, we are asking Hashem that his name should be complete. Laman Shemai, B'Ahava, Lufi Rav Elchanan, saying that even though you're doing it for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing it for your name, you're doing it for Kiddush Shem Shamayim, B'Ahava, you still do it with love. We also should, in the word B'Ahava, have in mind that we are ready to be Meis and Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could see the Aruch HaShulchan says, that this, the last thing that I said to you, look at the third one on this side of the sheet. What does it mean? You're going to bring a Geula to the children. Why are you bringing the Geula yourself? That is because you love Klal Yisrael. Because of the love of Klal Yisrael, similar to what we just said. The idea that Hashem's name should be complete. You're doing it because of the love that you have for Klal Yisrael. And it will be you, who may be Goyel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be you that brings the Geula. The man Shemai B'Ahava, because of your love to Klal Yisrael, it will be coming directly from Hashem. We now, let's go back to the first slide because we get to the words. I just put this on the first side of the sheet because maybe if you're going to take the sheet and you want to take it with you, the next three words are the three words that are the most difficult to remember what they mean because they all sound the same. Melech, Oizer, Umeshia, Umagen. So help, save, and shield. That's what the words mean. What are those in English? They seem to be all the same thing. What's the difference between Eizer to help, Mashiach to be a savior, and Magen is to shield us? And Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. So what I did is you could choose any of these three. There are three different pshatim, just to flush up shot what these words mean. So we begin with, we'll read it together. The Gra had a son, and his son wrote Pirushan Tefillah, and this is what he says. So Eizer means Hashem is Baruch Oizer Messiah Adam Mavarach. Hashem helps the person along. He helps you. That's Oizer. So remember, help means that, and that's really the English word. You're not doing it yourself. Someone else is doing it with you. He's an Oizer. Mashiach is, it's not you at all. Mashiach is only Hashem. You have no part of this. Belief hope, there's nothing you're doing. It's all coming from Hashem. You did nothing at all. No ishtadlis. That's Mashiach. All directly from Hashem. We can go to work, so we're doing something, and Hashem helps us along the way. And now we have a bracha. You can win the lottery. That's Mashiach. You didn't do anything. Yes, so you bought the ticket. There was no work. You can win. You could walk in the street. You could find $1 million. There's many, many ways that Hashem helps you without sad adam. Person could be sick. Hashem saves him without having to go to the doctor. It just is a tefillah, and he's a Mashiach. Umagain is Hashem is Baruch Megan Umay Samatsu. L'chalachaisa by Umay Samatsu Kana Babur Kiddush Shemai. Yisbarach, Yisala. Hashem shields all those that put their trust in Him and are ready to give themselves over to His name for Kiddush Hashem. Hashem is going to shield them. So you have Oizer, Hashem helps the person. Together with the person, it appears as the person's doing something. You have Moshiach, totally our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then you have Magen, Hashem shields you. So the translation in English is not far from what the Pirish of Tefillah of the Gros says. Comes along the Grah himself. The Grah himself says a little bit different. He says, Oizer is Hashem has given us mitzvahs. So he goes more in the ruchniistic way these words mean. Hashem has given us an opportunity to battle the Yetzer Hara. How do we battle the Yetzer Hara? So again, it's not this, not dealing like the son of the Grah, dealing more with our gashmius life. It's dealing more with our ruchnis. With that, Oizer is mitzvah saseh. Moshiach is through mitzvah loisaseh, says the Grah. You commit, we're thanking you for giving us loisaseh. Through that, we also are now also miyad Yetzer Hara. What does Magen mean? Magen is Torah. Zua Torah shenit lanu. Torah shields us. Learn Torah, and through the learning of the Torah, so we have mitzvah saseh, we have mitzvah slice saseh, and then we have magen, which is Torah itself, and that's the inyan of the magen kolachiza b'noy v'loyachol avyolim klal. That's the inyan. You have to talk about a magen David. It's not. It's a totally different idea, but there's we do find that word magen over there too. And then we have the last one, as always, the one that many, many of the Baalei, the Sfarim on Tefillah, this is the explanation that they say. Oizer, let's just read it on the bottom over there. Kasha kama ayiv, you have an enemy, and he's going to lufgaya be'echad. Vashayni nisayim, and someone comes along and helps you. That's an oizer. He helps you out. Mashiach is matzal oizem yadiyat, leval yachal ev lasas leirah. Couldn't do anything to you. See, there's an oyev here, but he doesn't even get a chance to do anything to you. So the oyezer is that you're already in this battle, and now you need someone to get you out. You have a hostage. Someone takes out the hostages. He's an oyezer. The Mashiach is, so then there's someone right here. But before he even has a chance, you are already, your spirit. That's Mashiach. Magen is that the oyev never even showed up at all. You didn't even see the animal at all. So many explain, therefore, in a similar way, that someone who trips and falls and gets up, so that's an oizer. Someone helped you get up. You fell. Hashem helps us get up. That's oizer. Mashiach is that you're walking, you trip, but you don't fall. Hashem doesn't let you fall. That's the Mashiach. So you already started to be, something happened. And Magen is you don't trip at all. Hashem, you make sure that I don't trip at all. So that's the way I usually remember. It's the same idea as this pshat over here. Again, the ayev is livgaya be'achad. You're in war. We're in a war. So the hostage is coming out our eyes.
Doesn't the reverse be more make sense? First, Magen and Mashiach and Eizer.
Not only first is not only an Eizer, but also Mashiach and more, and we thank you to Magen.
If I fell because you weren't mugging me, so now.
No, but now you're helping me get up. So now, you start with the smaller. Sham, I fell, you help me get up. Not only do you help me get up, there are times that you even go ahead and you say you don't let me fall.
We're not asking for it.
We're praising Hashem. Right, we're praising Hashem. So that's, those are, so again, we have, you could change one tefillah to another tefillah, what these three words mean. Easy to remember, Isaiah, Hashem, you've given us mitzvah saseh to help us, given lois saseh, tayri, you've given us tayri. Either you get to Hashem, you help us along with our ma'ase yadayim. So the first, the easy way to remember, one is dealing more with our daily lives of how our panasa and our trust that we give put in Hashem. One is dealing with Torah mitzvahs, and one is dealing with actual that our Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us from calamities and from destruction and loss of life, and that's what those Melechai Zem and Shio Magen mean. Then we end off Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram, and we learned the Rashi Magen Avram. What's Pshat? Why Magen Avram? We just said Magen is shield, so that means Avram Avinu is not the only one that was a Magen. Why is it that Magen is found with Avram Avinu? Whatever Pshat you can say in Magen, why is that the associated with Avram Avinu? So there's a pick of the Rebbe. Let's go through this quickly. Over, you'll see it on the next side of the sheet. The numbers over here. When was this said? The bracha was said. So we're back to our pick of the Rebbe Lazar and Perek Chav Zayin. Amen Avram Avinu.
Avraham Avinu is after the this. Let's just read from the beginning here. Yatzah Hashem b'Noach across the cross called Amayis Hashatzah v'chosh Ha'eshev v'ayah Tamei, I believe, Yehizko, Mahal, Meshabeach, is praising Hashem's name right after the war of the four and the five kings. V'aymer, and Avraham Avinu says, Baruch Kel Elyon, which is why we do say, that's where those words in Shemoneh Esrei come from. Kel Elyon, Avraham Avinu said, Kel Elyon. Hashem, mi gein tzarecha, we find the word mi gein tzarecha over here. We're going to see what these words mean. Mi gein tzarecha b'yadach, we'll have another translation of Magen Avraham. And at that time, the Malachim said, the last few words, you'll see it in bold, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. So Magen Avraham was said by the Malachim, as the Radal explains over there. Look at the Radal. Ba'amar Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. Avraham Avinu, then he goes into Avraham Avinu, who was the first one to be misfouled. So the first brach is the brach of Avraham. And that's why we end off, L'chein Tiknu Birchas Magen Avraham. Why is this the first brach in Shemoneh Esrei? Because he started Tefillah. He's the one that the Malachim said Magen Avraham by Avraham Avinu. So Magen Avraham is referring to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved Avraham Avinu by the war of the four and the five kings. And that's what it means. Hashem Migein Tzarecha. The Mitzvah, where do we find? So what did I do? I looked up the pasuk in the parasha, and how did the Mefarshim explain it a little bit? We should know what Magen means. All we have to do is go back to this pasuk. So we read the pasuk in Lech Lecha, Baruch Kel Elyon, Hashem Migein Tzarecha. What does the Mitzvah say? Why do the Mitzvahs? Because Rashi says, I am the Mitzvahs, I am the pasuk in Hosea. So in your Mesirah, to give over. So the way Magen Avraham means that you gave over to Avraham the kings. You gave him the kayach to defeat all these kings. That's what Magen Avraham means. If that's the source, which is the Malachim saying, Magen Tzarecha, they were given over to you. Migein Tzarecha, Biadecha. Avraham Avinu has called all the shlal, all the loot. He can take everything. He says he doesn't want it, but he was given it all. So they were the enemies were given over into your hands. That's the pshat.
Wasn't the last question of why we chose Avraham and not saying let's say Yisrael for Yaakov now?
Yeah, because the Malachim said Avraham. They were the ones who said it by Avraham Avinu. So that's why it's Magen Avraham. Who said by he goes to war and then the Malachim said Magen Avraham. Hashem gave over the enemies to Avraham. So that answers the question. They also had in their lives different episodes, but it was said by Avraham. That's when it was said. So that's what we're having in mind. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were Magen Avraham, you should be Magen us too. Give over our enemies. That's what it means now. Magen means give over. So that would be the pshat, give over to us our enemies. Although the Melech HaZeh Mashiach Magen, that Magen means something else. Magen means that we shouldn't trip. Here it means give over the enemies. So it's a different meaning. But if you look at other times it says Magen in the Torah, so that's what I did. It says it again by the Bris Ben Absarim. It says over there, Anoichi Magen Lach. We always find Magen with Avram. Altira Avram. Anoichi Magen Lachas Charecha. Harbi Man, I'll give it to you. It's a different word. It doesn't mean shield. Avram is promised that he's going to get all the, whether it's Eretz Yisrael. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, now he killed out all the kings. Avram Avinu's concerned. Maybe I already got my schar. Hashem says, no, Tira Avram. Anaychi Magen Lachal. Menayin Eshloi Tiyanish. First of all, I shielded you that nothing happened to you. And what are you afraid? Dayag al kibos scharcha? No, scharcha harvim oi. You can have a lot of scar. Don't worry about it. So again, Anaychi Magen Lach here doesn't mean that I gave over your enemies. I shielded you from punishment, from dying. So it's one is pshat is I give over. That's Magen. They were given over to Avraham Avinu. And the other pshat is that you did not die, but it's both referring to the war of the four and five kings. The Maral says, a meridik of pshat, you have to read this Maral together over here, as we complete the bracha of Magen Avraham. What is Avraham Avinu saying over here? What's Avraham Avinu's concern? And really, the Maral is going to tell us that this bracha is a tefillah for all of us. Kamra Avraham. Avraham Avinu is this guy, Melchesed. So what's Avraham Avinu concerned? He received the schar, like we just learned. Rashi says, the Maral is on this part. This Rashi. Amaloi, Altira, don't worry, Avraham Avinu. I am Anoichi Magen Lach. What is Magen Lach, says the Maral? Very similar to, I have given over. I'm giving you a gift. Magen Avraham, Lashin Chinam. We find V'yatza Chinam Ein Kasef. We had in the Gemara. Tegumai Magen. So Magen means for free. That's what the Maral says. Magen Avraham means I give it over. What does that mean, for free? What does that mean? Hizel Schar, someone who's a Goy Mel Chesed, Shaykh, we say in Davening,
That's bechina, because most of the mitzvahs are going to be a reward in the next world. Whatever we're getting in this world is a gift. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Avraham Avinu, Magid, says the Maharal, which is translated as chino, the free, the yotze chino. Teguma, if you look at that pasuk, it says Magid. So Magid is a new definition of free. That's what it means. It's similar, I guess, that you didn't have to go through any suffering. Magid is, you were shielded. It's nothing at all. Nothing happened. Says the Maharal, and Schare Harbemoy, Loyal Mabo. You're going to get your Schare Loyal Mabo. Everything is chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olam chesed yibane. Hashem is chesed. Hashem is the guy. Now that's how it all flows, says the Maral. So now if you go to the next sheet, Yaitzim lefol apolot mizet tovin. Someone is a dovek b'mid the zoo. Yeah, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh like Karen, yesh like Paris. You're a guy malchesi. You're double the midas hakadosh baruch hu. Ufikach mishadai malchesi. Aichol karet malzev karet malaba. So we say Avram anoichi magen lecha schare harbim. You were a guy malchesi, Avram Avinu. So magen Avram is found by Avram because we said that this is Avram Avinu. Alikay Avram is Avram's chesed. We end the bracha then with saying Baruch Ata Hashem magen Avram. Just like you gave Avram. For free, chinam, hirsayim ba'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned last week, we're also going to follow in the ways of Avraham Avinu. We're going to do chesed too. And we do chesed, we should also get magen. It should come bechinam. We should not lose out from the next world. So Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, yes, you went to war, but you're a goy mal chesed. Don't worry that you're going to, he's explaining why Avraham's not losing his char in this world. Now losing schar in this world because of you are someone who's living a life of chesed. You get in this world too. Bechina. Magen means bechina. So we have now, we completed the bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem. Baruch you're the source of bracha. And if you're the source of bracha, just like Avram received it bechina, we should receive it bechina. But once again, as I mentioned last week, we have to, like the Rabbi Yisrael Eibshitz says, we have to live like Avraham Avinu. We have to say in Hashem Nesek, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to live the life of Avraham Avinu, and I also therefore want to have this chinam. It should be the chinam. And now we've completed the first bracha of Shema Nesrei, and the need to make sure that we have kavana. What I did want to spend a few minutes on. Some of the other tefillahs that we say that have such a chashivas, and we have to really have a separate shir, and we will, but I was going to spend time on a couple of the tefillahs that some say, some don't say, understanding why we don't say Anam's Miris. What's the Indian why you daven in some shuls, they say they complete the davening, and they're singing praises to Hashem. Why shouldn't we all say shir? So, of course, the Shana Zalman says by that time in the davening already, everybody's they're already by a lane they had enough of davening. You're going to go and say Anam's Miris, and everyone, and you've been to, I'm sure, shuls, but the Anam's Miris is, some people say it, some people think of the Talis. So, that's a very, very big reason why it seems that most shuls just stop. When I was in Florida, they started the Meridic thing. I don't want to start anything new here because everyone's going to say I'm starting something else new. But there, what they did is, because they saw what was going on, and I saw Shlomo Zalman brings about this also, and maybe, I don't know if they do this, I wasn't sure if they do this in Washington Heights, but they say Adam's Miris in the middle of the davening. They say it before they take it. Did they do that thing?
Oh, yeah, by
They used to do it?
By Shoshana.
Then they did Anam's Miris, right. Oh, they said it then. I remember because someone told me that they did.
I've seen Shul do it by
Shir Yom. By Shir Yom, right.
They did even Ashkenaz twice.
No, that's what they did now because they realized that as people are not saying it, and that's one tefillah that I did want to speak a little bit about. And I don't want to start anything new yet. We'll think about it. Because really, it should be said. So many parts of the tefillah that were, as time went on. And the other one is, of course, Nusach Sfarad says, and Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say it, but that would be the tefillah of Aderes Ve'amuno, L'chai Oilomim,
we say it, we don't say it, the Nesach Ashkenaz doesn't say it, we say it on Simchas Torah. There are certain parts of the tefillah which are so integral, but they fell apart, they fell to the side, only because people didn't realize how chashav it was and how important it was. So we spoke about the brach of Avos, which is the we must have kavana about our bracha. We have ma'idim, which also we didn't go through the meaning of ma'idim. It's not so difficult to push up shot in the ma'id. And then we have these other tefillahs that are so important and they're so integral, but because people were not having kavana, the shuls it fell apart. No one says it, although it should have been said, and it has the such a chashivas to it. What I would like to do therefore is, I did put it on the sheet, but I knew we weren't going to finish it. But to talk a little bit and quickly, I'm not going to do all these marim. This is just to see all these, whether it was the Chafetz Chaim and others that speak about this idea, to spend a few minutes on that. And I would like to finish next week with Shema, some of the words that the Olam is saying not the right way. Most people are, they said last week, we don't even say the name of Hashem the right way. But there's all the words that the Olam is totally not pronouncing the right way. And it's there. I really should have everybody here because it's a chesaron in the way we talk to Hashem. If we're going to say the one, if you're going to say v'ahavta, and most people, it sounds like they're saying a pay. V'ahavta. Most people say, they don't say v'ahavta. Listen to them. V'ahavta es Hashem, right? You say v'ahavta es Hashem, like v'ahavta. You say a pay. You're saying a pay. It doesn't mean anything. So there's a lot of words that the Olam, we don't think about it. And if we don't think about it, and if I don't tell it to you, you'll see. We'll go through the words, then you'll notice that, you know what, you're right. I say it now, and I'm not saying it the right way. And it's a chesaron, and then how we talk to Hashem. So mit Hashem, that's going to be on the agenda. Unless something changes, like I said, I can't tell you during the week, something else is going to come up. But as of now, that's what I'm going to be working on today, and hopefully we'll see what my schedule is going to allow me to do. But we should all have a wonderful day. I want to thank all the Olim for coming here. And at least now we have the first bracha that we can have the proper kavanah for.